Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. Happy Fun Drive. This is Russian Tim Show, and this is Nardwar with I Hate Being Late When I Am Early. Happy Fun Drive. Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Russian Tim's show, but most importantly, this is the Fun Drive Week at CITR, the very important event for the station where we ask for financial support in order to improve the station. And in terms of improvement, I'll talk a little bit more today. I've been doing this, the Fun Drive, for a few years, and again, being a part of CITR for quite some time, I know how important this event is, and I always try to do, to come up sort of, to give the reasons and to explain why CITR is important to us and the financial support is important. I started off the show with I Hate Being Late When I'm Early. This is a song by Nardwar and his band The Evaporators. This song is about CITR. I start every Fun Drive show with this song because there's probably a million songs about CITR, but this one is my favorite, and this one is really associates with the with the station, the vibe. Nardwar has been the legend of the station for many, many years, and he also mentions quite a few good things. For example, like a band Needles and Pins. Luke, who used to be a musical director and who was a musical director when I started at the station, and who, along with Bryce, did my training. And so for me, the song is special, and that's why I start the show, every Fun Drive episode, with I Hate Being Late When I'm Early by Nardwar and The Evaporators. Let me talk a little bit. Today I will be talking more than usual, but I think that's the whole idea. Hopefully you can understand and make and support the station. But for us, it's fun event, but also important. Like I said, this year CITR is governing funds to improve the transmitter. To be honest, I'm not very good with technical aspect of the transmitting the radio, but I assume it will, improve the transmission of the radio signal, and obviously, from I don't know when the last time the transmitter was updated, but again, I probably shouldn't be going into the technical details. If the station thinks it should be updated, it should be updated. So there's quite a few ways you can donate. You can go to the website, and I did it myself last week, and I found out how easy it was. I supported my friends and colleague at the Power Chord radio show, and I went to the CITR.ca. Then clicked donate, then I picked my amount, then I picked my show, entered my information and my form of payment, and that was it. It was super, super easy. It's like buying anything from the internet, and so in terms of making the support payment, it's super, super easy. CITR.ca, donate, and then it's very, very straightforward. Now, today on the show, I'll talk a little bit about why CITR, what's for me, what is CITR for me, again, to share my experience, to share what it gives to me, and to, I'm 100% sure that the same experience is for majority of the programmers, because the CITR gives you the platform to show your ideas, to show your, you know, your passion for music or whatever, in my case music, but whatever the topic is your show is about, and it's fairly seamless to get in, to get involved, and I think it's a cool opportunity that CITR gives to us. In the first block, let's play a little bit of music, and I'll play a couple of bands which feature former CITR alumni, and then I'll tell you the story how I met those people, how they were instrumental in me starting and how they helped me. And we'll start with Transmitters. This is a band of Bryce Dunn, who used to be a programming director when I started with CITR. He plays drums in Transmitters, one of my favorite local bands. And then I'll follow up with the story about Bryce. You're listening to Russian Tim Show on CITR. This is Fun Drive. You can donate at CITR.ca. CITR.ca clock donate, and this is Transmitters with Glamour Girls.
Give me what is me. What I'm told, it cannot be. Lord, I try to be who you want me to be, but you can't see what I'm up to. Lord, I need to come and see you. I need to visit you. Can we please set up a day? Not the way. Lord, I'll try to visit you at your door. I will come and see you after one more. You're not home, but you're not home. You're not home.
Hello, hello, hello. This is CITR. This is Fun Drive, and this is Russian Tim Show. And we're celebrating Fun Drive today, this week, and on this episode. I played you a couple of songs by the people who were in, well featuring people who worked at CITR and were instrumental in me starting, and I'm thankful to them. And I'll just, again, to share my story, just to share my experience, how that was when I started, and how those people helped me. And at the same time, they're playing cool bands. The opening track was by Transmitters. So that was a song called Glamour Girls. This band features Bryce Dunn, who was a programming director at the CITR when I started. What does a programming director, what do they do? They pretty much, yeah, pretty much is what they do. They program, they direct the programming, meaning that they, you know, they work on the schedule, they help to transition one show to another. Let's say somebody is wrapping up their show at CITR and there are some new shows. They also help with training. So pretty much a very important part of keeping the schedule and the programmers and the programming organized. So Bryce was that person. He met me. I started with my, and when I originally started, I started as a co-host of the show called We All Fall Down with my friend Marielle. First of all, Marielle was in charge of everything. I mean, she, that was her show, and I just started helping with co-hosting. But eventually, I took over that show, and then I had to, because everything was you know, was supposed to be done by myself, so I needed to learn how to use the board, the soundboard, how, where to put CDs, like how to submit all the playlists and stuff I played. So Bryce did a very informative training. Just for you to understand, we have certain things we have to follow. For example, one of the biggest one is Canadian content. So there's certain percentage, I think it's 35, of the radio show and overall content of the station has to be 35%+. So for example, for me that was easy because I play a lot of local bands and I preview shows. So for me that was not an issue. There's some other, you know, a little bit more boring, not boring, but like similar context, in the sense that a certain percentage of certain kind of music needs to be played, and that comes from the regulators. So when you start your show, you might be doing, oh, I'm gonna be playing Portuguese jazz from 1920s, but you know, if that's your show, of course, but there's certain requirements you also have to meet. So Bryce was that person, and he was very, very cool and learned me how everything works. The second song we heard was by the band called Stork. That was one of my favorite songs by this band. It's called Lord. And this band features Luke. Luke, who was a music director at the same time when I started. Again, what does musical director do? Pretty much they receive a whole bunch of, back in the day it was CDs and records, now music submitted online, and we still receive some records and tapes, but when you walk into CITR, there's a whole bunch of, I see it right now, new records which were just received. It's sometimes new releases, sometimes really releases, local music, but if you'd like to play a record on your show, here's boxes, and I'm looking at the wall of tapes. So there's so much access to newer music, and that's the role of music director, to review what's coming in. Now, sometimes, for example, what could be, there's could be a cool new band happening in Vancouver, but maybe they haven't sent the music to CITR, so sometimes music director reaches out to them and say, hey, we like what you're doing, would you like to send us some of your songs so we can play on the radio station? And then back in the day, that was an email where we received, I think it was weekly email with new additions to the station, new additions to the library, and you can see, oh cool, we got this new record, and you know, maybe I'll play it on my show next week, something like that. So that was Luke. He is a massive music nerd and a knowledgeable, super musical fanatic. Luke knows everything about music, and that's why in the song by Nardwar about CITR, he says that when he enters the station, stops by Luke's office and says hello. And this is exactly how it was back in the old building, in the previous building of CITR. When you enter, pretty much the first open door, it was Luke's office, and you always say hi, and you see him surrounded by mountains of CDs and records and tapes, and he was like sorting through and listening to the new CDs which came into the studio and selecting which are going to the playlist, which are going to the library, and it was super cool. And he's like, hey, have you heard this, this, and this? And I was like, never heard of this band, tell me more about them. And then Luke tells you the whole story and the whole history and discography of a new band, and then if it sounds cool, I would go and check it out at home. And Luke is absolutely legendary, knowledgeable person in Vancouver music scene. Luke Mithas, that's the full name, and he plays in the band called Stork. He is the singer, and like I said, we played, we heard a song called Lord on CITR. So this is how I started the CITR. That welcoming meant a lot to me, because both Luke and Bryce, and also Marielle, who helped me to start the show, were super, super welcoming. I felt like part of a community where I belong, in the sense that everyone was passionate about music. We shared the same interests for same bands. We could discuss something, then, you know, you share and discuss new albums. So every time I would come in, especially in the beginning, and talk to Luke and Bryce and Marielle, it was, oh, have you heard this new band? Are you going to the show? So it was very, very cool musical experience as a music fan to cool community to be part of. And sometimes you kind of come in a little bit early to chat, just to chat about music. So yeah, so that's how I started the CITR, and that was my story, I think. Yeah, cool. All right, so let's let me just again do the regularities and just explain how to donate to CITR. You go to CITR.ca, there's a button on top of the page which says donate. Super easy to do. Like I said, I did earlier this week, and it took me 30 seconds. So please support if you able. Anything helps, even $2-$3 donation helps, because it all go into the new transmitter, which improve the quality of a CITR broadcast. All right, let's keep doing. I'll play a couple songs, and again, there will be a couple stories again about my involvement and what CITR, the opportunities it gave me, and I'll play you a song by a Canadian band called Fucked Up. They are... that will be a song, Queen of Hearts, and after we hear the song and another song, I'll tell you a couple of stories from my CITR experience. You're listening to Russian Tim Show. This is Fun Drive Week on CITR. This is Fucked Up with Queen of Hearts. Thank you. Here we go.
Workers coming!
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show, and this is the Fund Drive Week, where we ask for your financial support to improve the station, and specifically this year, we're governing funds to purchase a transmitter, which again, like I said, I shouldn't be going into technical details because I have no idea how transmitters work, but I assume it transmits the radio signal and improves everyone's experience, everyone's involved experience from the listeners, from you listener, and us the programmers, and being able to listen to the station across the city. You can still listen to the station through the internet everywhere in the world, for example in Hertfordshire in England, or anywhere else in the world the internet is available, but in terms of listening in Vancouver and British Columbia, Canada, transmitter I think is integral part of this experience. Let me tell you again, today I'm sharing stories of my involvement with CITR, why I'm doing this, why this is cool for me, sharing my positive experience, because if it would have not been positive, I probably would not have been doing this. So I'm sharing a couple of stories, and being able to do the show, and it's so easy to get involved. You just come into the station, you record the demo, you do the training, and pretty much here we go, and it's it's seamless to join the station and start doing your show. It's hard. I think the hardest part is not to start doing a show. It's the commitment to do it on regularly on the weekly basis. And it, you know, life happens. Some we have work, school, family, you know, other things we do in life, and it's really, really important. Well, it's tough to have that commitment on a weekly basis. For me, it's 9 to 10, and because sometimes we have work. But I think that's the hardest part. Start is not to start the show. It's not not too hard. But at the same time, it's so easy to involve. One of my favorite stories. It's my buddy Adam, who has been a legend of CITR, legendary listener. He has been listening consistently at work to the shows. He knows the schedule by heart. He knows the station better than anyone, probably. And then eventually, after listening to the station for years, he became a programmer. Now he is part of Power Chord radio show on the metal show on the weekend. Adam likes metal. And so see, like, even the transition from the listener to the programmer, it's seamless. And you can share passion in this example for your music. In Adam's example, this is metal music to share with the listeners and play some cool bands you are excited about. All right, for me, yeah, of course, like sharing punk rock and that's with the listeners, that's one of my passions. But it also gave me a cool idea to interview bands. And, you know, if you're just a fan, you come to a show and you say, hey, can I interview you? You know, any booking agent or any management band, they say, okay, so what's the publication? Is it for a magazine? Is it for a blog? Is it for a radio station? If you say no, just for myself, they'll probably say, oh, good for you, but maybe not today. But if when you represent the radio station, it's fairly, you know, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's possible to get an interview with one of your favorite bands, and it gives you access to the band, access to a conversation to a band, and you can ask a whole bunch of different questions. And for me, as a, you know, I'm always interested in musicians and in bands. If I like the band, I'm curious to, you know, to see the songwriting process, how the band operates. And usually when you're into a band, you have some things you're interested in, you like to ask. So the CITR gave me an opportunity of doing a whole bunch of interviews, and I'll share a couple of stories about the songs which we played, which I just played for you. The first track was by the band called Fucked Up. They are, that was a song called Queen of Hearts. And that's my most memorable interview. One of the most memorable interviews, but from a negative point of view. So it was quite a long time ago. I think when the David Comes to Life album came out, so probably 10 years ago. I booked a phone interview on air with the band. The night before, I think they were traveling somewhere and they were leaving hotel to get on the plane or something, and they were late. And so when I called the band before, like while the music was playing on air, we agreed on everything, but I definitely heard that they were in the rush. They said, yeah, we'll run in late for some transportation. I don't remember if it was plane or something. They said, but yeah, we're sure, like, no problem, we'll do 5-10 minutes interview. We have that time, we just, you know, packing our stuff. So I the song finishes, I bring them on air, and there's no signal, no nothing. I see that the line is dropped. So, you know, you're in this position, you just build up this whole interview, we gotta talk to the band, da-da-da-da-da, and then you just bring them on air, and you see that the line dropped. Okay, so you say, okay, I'm gonna play the next song. And if you know, Fucked Up, that this is a band with quite long songs. Probably their shortest song is like 4 or 5 minutes. So I say, okay, I'm gonna play another song, we'll try again. So I play the song. The song plays and another that extends, you know, that whole time of the interview, the time the band committed to this interview for another 5 minutes. We start talking on the interview, and then the song finishes, we start the interview, and then maybe, I don't know, 3-4 minutes in the interview, the phone lines drops again. So that's the second time. And again, I was like, hello. And I see that you can see that the line is not on. And you say, okay, so let's try again. So I play another song, and then I call them and I say, hey, buddy, we really have to run. We're running for this. We're running late for this transition. So I think, I don't remember exactly, but I think I brought them on there third attempt, which really wrapped up the interview. And that was, but it was probably one of the most stressful times I've been on air. And again, I like the band. They were super, super nice. But that technological aspect of the phone communication really let me down at like 2-3 times. And yeah, that's my story. Then another song I played, that was a song by the band called The Menzingers. And that was their version of the song Straight to Hell by the band called The Clash. And that's one of my coolest interviews. This was done off-air. That was done at the Vogue Theater before the Menzingers played. They played with... I don't remember who they played, but they played a show there. And before the show, I met with Tom, who is a member of the band. He plays guitar. And I knew that he was... his favorite band is The Clash. And we structured this interview with him, talking his experience of being the fan of The Clash. And we did, I think, like we both enjoyed it, and he did enjoy, and he told me that he was super, super cool. And I thought it was a cool idea that first we started talking about how he got into the band, but then I gave him all the records by the band, every album, like the physical records. So I gave it him into his hands, and I told him experience of his relationship to this album. And he says, okay, this is the album I heard the first. He starts looking at the records. He opens the, you know, the art, and he starts talking about some things that go to his experience of being a fan and discovering every single Clash album. And it was super, super cool experience, because you really see how somebody who you admire as a musician, for a moment, he is not a musician, he is a fan of the band, and he tells his personal experience, his unique experience of discovering the band, one of specific albums. And again, that was a really, really cool experience. We both had fun, and I think that's like one of the coolest interviews I've done. Still available on the CITR website and on my blog, which still has the old name, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Whole bunch of interviews out there, so if you're interested, I can share a link. And I think it was really, really cool experience doing that. So that was, like I said, a couple of fun stories about interviews. And again, CITR doing the show gives me an opportunity to do those interviews. And quite often some friends ask me, so did you get the chance to hang out with the band after da-da-da-da-da? And I said, no, not really. Once you get into this interview mode, you can ask them almost everything you want. So there's no really reason to hang out after, because you asked all the questions. So you kind of fed your interest, and you can go and watch the show. So thanks to CITR for giving me this opportunity and giving me this cover to talk to some of my favorite bands. All right, let's keep moving, and in the last part of the show, I'll do what I always do, and I think that's, you know, again, represent CITR. CITR is a massive supporter of local music. I do every show, unless it's some themed show, I preview local events because I think it's important to share about those cool events, but also, you know, play some bands which are maybe just starting out, or maybe don't get like a regular, you know, big radio station airplay. Maybe somebody will hear the song, like the song, and check out their show this weekend. And that's exactly what I'm gonna do. The Cobalt is back. They're doing a show on Friday. The band Choke is coming to play in Vancouver, and they are playing with Pet Blessings. They're playing with Anteater. That's their reunion show. And the band called Selfist. So I'm gonna play four songs by this band. The show is on Friday at the Cobalt. But while I am playing those songs, you can make a donation to CITR to support the station in the search, in the financial search for new transmitter. And you can do that from CITR.ca, donate, and then it's very, very seamless to make the donation. While you're doing this, I will play you some punk rock music for bands which are playing this coming Friday at the venue, which is called Cobalt. And we'll start with the band Choke. That's their song called Drain. You listen to Russian Tim Show, Fun Drive, and this is Choke. Right behind.
Another night.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Weekly Punk Rock Radio Show, Russian Tim Show. And that was Fun Drive special episode in the Fun Drive Week, where we ask for financial support and donations to improve the quality of transmitting the radio signal at CITR. I played you four songs, which three of them are local and all of them are Canadian bands, and that's what CITR prouds ourselves in terms of supporting local and Canadian music, and I think we're pretty good at it. I think we're pretty great at it. So there's a show happening Friday at the Cobalt, Choke Pet Blessings, Uneater, that's their reunion, and Selfista playing. And I played you four songs: Choke, that was a song called Drain, then Pet Blessings with Darling, then Anteater Reunion, Super Reunion, and that was a song Brand New and Better Tomorrow, and the final track was by Selfist, and the track called Glimmer's Hope. That show is on Friday at the Cobalt. Friday is tomorrow. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all the cool feedback. I'm glad that you enjoyed a couple of the stories which I shared and shared my experience of CITR. It's if you're passionate about radio and if you want to have your own radio show, it's easy to do. You approach a programming director at the CITR, and then they help you to move yourself on air. If you have stories, music, ideas to share, that's a cool place to do that. And I think, yeah, that's a good summary of my experience with CITR. Last plug-in for the show: you can make donation on CITR.ca. Super easy, CITR.ca. Then click donate, and then, like I said, it took me about 30 seconds to make the donation I did my donation to PowerCord radio show, and it's like buying something online. You enter the amount, you enter your address and all that stuff, and the donation goes to the good cause. Anything helps. It doesn't have to be millions of dollars. There's a whole bunch of prizes which you can get for larger amounts. But like I said, if you are thinking of just the support of throwing a few dollars our way, that's still very, very appreciated. All right, this is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting CITR and Fun Drive. So many I have listened in my car to the station this week, especially because lots of people go above and beyond for their Fun Drive episodes. They do cool things, and I enjoyed listening to quite a few shows, and I think it's cool. Thanks so much for listening. Have a super, super weekend, and I'll finish the song about radio by Rancid. Thank you. Have a super weekend. Please support CITR. Have a great weekend. Have great time. Great success. Bye-bye. Never been in love till I fell in love with you. No, what a good time was. I had a good time with you. You won't get the feeling. You won't get right. Then the music's gone loud. For when the music hits, I feel no pain at all. Let's go!
I got a place to go. When I got the music, well, I got a place to go.